Will the voters make history? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The candidates were all over the news this weekend saying various things about various issues, but I'll be honest, I didn't hear anything new. I actually spent more time watching the parody candidates. For example, doing Trump, there's a comedian named John DiDomenico.
Okay, well, listen, the good news is me being on your show, your ratings are going to go through the roof.
Of course, there's Jimmy Fallon.
We build a giant wall and then set it on fire.
I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
And that guy does a pretty good parody, too. But the breakout impersonator over the weekend, Larry David doing Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live.
And I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn emails.
I think that's pretty good.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
In fact, I think it's almost frightening.
Hearing about your damn emails.
Your damn emails.
Thank you.
And it occurs to me, this is what it's really about. It's about making history. The voters are telling us that they are finally ready to put a Brooklynite in the White House. I know people think Bernie Sanders is from Vermont, but he's the only guy up there who talks like that. He was born in Brooklyn. Trump was born in Queens, but he learned to talk in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is contagious. I know people who come in from the suburbs and go into Brooklyn to get a drink, and by the time they come home, they're talking like Art Carney.
Hey, that's a mighty friendly way to talk to a peasant.
People like the accent. They like the attitude. All I'm saying is, Hillary, it may be time to ditch the house in Chappaqua, find a nice apartment in Flatbush. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.